Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Can't beat that, sir. That is, he choked. He can't beat that California sound. All right, it's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air to celebrate a number of things. Let's take a good list first. I have a couple of lists here, Jennifer.
Better than a bad
list. The first list. These are the ways to be a better husband. Ready? Okay, this is for everybody who thinks they need to be a better husband. And maybe this
Listen
is from
up,
the suggestion box that your wife has around. And she's put a box up and she puts her own suggestions in as to how to be a better husband. First on the list is developing a moral compass. Every man needs to have a sense of morality. And I think that that is obviously one of the most important things. It grounds people's marriage. You know, if you doubt your husband, if he's been true to you and all that, then you don't have a good marriage. You don't. Number two on the list of being a better husband is to believe in yourself. One thing that is good is to be confident. And maybe if you have a good career going, but the husband side has nothing to do with your career. It has to do with how your wife looks upon you. Is she considering you attractive? I think attractive doesn't mean you look good, although it doesn't hurt, but it means you believe in yourself and you set a good course. Again, back to morality. There's a list of five great things husbands will do. Know yourself. Know that you're not perfect. No husband is perfect, no matter how good he is. No wife is perfect either, but this isn't about being a wife, it's about being a husband. And so recognize that you can strive for excellence, be a better man. You know the difference between what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And the number four thing on the list of the top five things to know in order to be a better husband is to know who your wife is, right?
Well,
take
you can't forget.
Inventory. I know, right. Yeah.
Always make sure you call her by the right name. That also helps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's very true. We all have blind spots, right? You got to address the blind spots that you have. Work to addressing them. Again, I'm not saying that your wife doesn't have blind spots, but this is about being a better husband, being honest with yourself, being accountable for what you bring to the table. And number five on the list is be a student of love. To have a fulfilling marriage, you have to know that your spouse needs to feel like she is loved, that she is appreciated, that she is respected and supported. And that doesn't always happen. I've become a big fan of Doc Martin. Have you ever watched the British TV show Doc Martin, Jennifer?
I don't think so.
Look it up. Spend some time. You will love it. It is fabulous. But one of the things about it is that he doesn't understand his wife. It's back and forth, sort of. There's a book called A Man's Guide to Marriage, the brutal truths about being a husband. All right? So there are a couple of things. I think one of the things that men need to do is develop a, an emotional vocabulary so that, you know, there's men are not supposed to, or at least the old days, oh, I don't want to be emotional. I don't want to show my emotions. Women want you to show your emotions. Please show
what appropriate. Your emotions. I don't know if we want over the top.
No, but appropriate is right, yeah. But understand what's appropriate. Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, now there's a list that's not so good. We are no longer in the top list, top 20 of the happiest countries in the world. The United States has fallen to number 21. We have fallen behind countries like Canada, Israel, Kuwait, Lithuania, United Arab Emirates. This is the 2024 World Happiness Report out this week, released by Gallup. In this report, the top 10 happiest countries in the world have not changed very much. Costa Rica and Kuwait are new entrants, though. I'm looking at the top 20 list, obviously. Kuwait, yeah.
Wow. When you're getting beat by Kuwait on the happiness index, you know you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, right, exactly. Interestingly enough, the happiest countries, there isn't one big country in the list. The
Maybe
top 10
telling.
Countries, the Netherlands and Australia, are the only ones on the list that have populations over 15 million. Let's see here. In the top 20, only Canada and the U.S., I'm sorry, in the United Kingdom have populations over 30 million. So I'm going to conclude, I'm not saying it because it bolsters my theory, but the bigger the country, the less happy. Look at all the problems we have here because we've gotten so big. Look at the problems they have in China and India. The country is too big to manage. And so people don't get what they want, is mostly what they deserve out of life, because there are all of these groups. I mean, look at the mess we have in America because of immigration, the illegal immigration. Look at what a mess it's creating, and it's doing the same thing.
And everything is self-created,
any country.
By the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I don't want to belabor that point, but all right, so here's some more bad news.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can take any more.
The conservative caucus in the House wants to increase the retirement age. See, I think this is a good idea. It's a practical idea, and it addresses what I just said about management. We have two, people, what do they call it, the third rail. Social Security is the third rail, and you're not supposed to touch it. Politicians never are supposed to touch it. But you know what? I think that under the circumstances, it's time. Because people are living longer and healthier, so they ought to work. And one of the ways you stay healthier is to keep working, unless you don't like your job, and then that's kind of your fault. Go find a job that you like, and stay with it. Stick with it. There are people who work at the post office, for example. They can't wait to retire. Well, working in that circumstance, I can guess that it wouldn't be the best. I wouldn't be excited about going to work there every day, but. Some people like it, some people don't.
You know what's interesting about working for government, though? It's part of the culture, I think, to just constantly dwell on when you can retire. Because everybody that I know in my family who worked for the county, it's like, okay, we're just here because we're going to just grin and bear it until we can get out of here.
Right. Anyway, this is going to certainly, if Biden stays in office, this will clash with him because he's Mr. Give It All Away. So, at any rate, I just find it perplexing that people spend so much time doing something they don't want. Surely you can find a job that you like if you really put your heart and soul into it, no matter what your age, by the way. But it'll be interesting to see if that proposal from the Republican, I forget what the name of the Republican Study Committee it's called. That's the largest conservative caucus, and an increase in retirement age is what they think ought to happen, and I think they're right. And I'll just make you know, Social Security is going to become insolvent anyway. So how about you figure out, the Democrats love to give stuff away, but there's nothing to give away. And things, you know, that Medicare has cut back on what doctors get, and so now more and more doctors are charging on their own. I'm getting bills that I never got before for various treatments and various consultations, et cetera, because the government isn't paying the benefits that it used to because they have mismanaged the fund, among other things. All right, talking about mismanagement, this is now, this started off.
It started off as good news, didn't it?
Pretty good. Somewhere. Now, wrong. Into the bucket. The homelessness.
The gripe bin.
The gripe bin, yeah. California and Florida are the worst. This is no news. I don't even know why I'm bothering with it, but it's sort of rubbing salt on the wound. California and Florida are the worst states in the country, or the best states, I guess, depending on whether you're homeless or not, or unhoused. Isn't that the politically
correct now? That's the unhoused, yes.
Yeah, how did it become, how did it go from homeless to unhoused?
Literally, it happened overnight. One day I was just sitting in my radio studio reading an article, and they were talking about the unhoused. And I said, wait a second. Are you talking about hobos? I mean homeless people?
Hobos. That's what they were before they were homeless. They were hobos. Anyway, Florida is number one on the list, interestingly enough. California's number two. In Florida, there is a... there's a move to ban the people who don't have homes from sleeping in public. So DeSantis has apparently signed a bill this week that promises the homeless greater access to services if you have substance abuse and mental health problems. State will help you out, but you can't sleep in the subway. Where's that Petula Clark song when we need it? Don't sleep in the subway, darling. The State Department of Children and Families is overseeing local governments that set up designated areas for you to camp out. So
that's
you
nice.
Just can't go under the bridge driving around. Let's see, where was I this weekend? I was over on Robertson.
That's
Robertson,
nice.
As it gets to close to the 10. Robertson's a pretty upscale neighborhood and street. Off of Wilshire Boulevard, man, the homeless were down under the. They sleep under the bridges for the interstates. So where it comes in contact with the 10, I think Robertson also goes all the way down to the 405, if I'm not mistaken. And under every bridge is a homeless encampment. So anyway, it's amazing. 70,000 people in Los Angeles don't have a home. Yeah, unbelievable. All right, 18 after on Good Day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The focus on anti-Semitism as it relates to the number five story this week, the war in the Middle East. And Michael and I were talking off camera, if you will, off mic, off air, about something going on in college campuses or on college campuses around the country, and the fact that a number of colleges are either going out of business or they are merging. And, you know, the financial cost of sending somebody to school, what do you actually get out of it? But I think one of the things that's fueling the disruption this year is all of this, these protests and kids that are getting involved in things that, unfortunately, they don't really, I don't want to say understand because that sounds elitist, but they don't get it. Is that they don't know the real, they don't know the real story. Am I right?
I would assume that college students don't know the whole story. Otherwise, why do they have to go to college? I mean, why? The whole purpose of having an education is to learn what maybe you don't know, or to test it against other points of view. Tying together anti-Semitism. First of all, before the dangling conversation from before we had the break. That the Israel-Hamas war is sparking anti-Semitism. Quite often, people who have anti-Semitic tendencies or feelings that they may otherwise hide or repress or you know keep quiet, anytime Israel is in the news, particularly with war, it gives them an opportunity to express their anti-Semitic feelings under the banner of being anti-Zionist or against the government of Israel. That'll always be confusing. There'll always be a blur between those lines of, are you criticizing Jews or are you criticizing the current government of Israel? And that will always be a blurry mess, and one that we have to be very careful in determining, okay, what's the cause of that criticism? Is it anti-Semitism? Is there a double standard against Israel? When we were attacked by Al-Qaeda on 9/11, did we have the right to go in and bust up people's heads and start a war and have songs about we'll kick you in the butt and all that out of national pride and national anger? Does Israel have the right to defend itself against a heinous attack that was just absolutely brutal and terrible? Does Israel have the right to defend itself the way we have the right to defend ourselves? You talk about hypocrisy. Where, you know, mm-hmm. let's be real here. So that that whole issue, that's how I sum up my reaction to the anti-Semitism that's unleashed when Israel gets into warfare that we would consider quite legitimate if we were in that position or other people are in that position. Does Ukraine have the right to defend itself? Does Ukraine have the right to blow up bridges? Does Ukraine have the right to send drones into Russia? You know, hypocrisy is all over the place on these issues. That being said, as far as schools going out of business because of you tied in anti-Semitic demonstrations, based upon that blurry situation I just described, maybe it is. I think that the schools going out of business because they operate too much as a business. I'm shocked they're running out of money. I think they look like big money grubbers, and I think that that's an interesting conversation, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think it's all very interesting. We are at a pausing point in the countdown, 28 after the hour now with Michael and Doug. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. And especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday. Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday, his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And it's going to be a good day.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Take a quiz on this one. I'm prepared.
That's a song. I like that.
That is. Set the tone for this half hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. I'm looking at a picture on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. You can look at it if you want. Facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. Picture of my grandson, Miles, who was with me, or I was with him. And we went to the movie, the Panda movie, on Saturday,
Kung Fu
Jennifer.
Panda. Yeah.
That's right. And then we went to the Shake Shop. Is that what it's called?
Oh. Shake Shack. There's
Shake Shack. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. What'd you get at Shake Shack there?
Oh, my God. This is what the comments from people, you know, this is what grandparents are supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he wanted a cheeseburger and he wanted French fries. And he'd never had cheese on his French fries before, and they offer that. So he said, Gramps, can we have cheese on the French fries? And I looked at him, raised my eyebrow, but as usual, sort of gave in to the urge. And then I had a mushroom burger. It was the greasiest, most horrible thing.
Wait, you ate a hamburger?
No, it was mushrooms. It wasn't a hamburger.
Oh,
it was
like a
made
mushroom.
Out of portobello mushroom.
Got it.
Burger.
I was going to get all excited. I thought maybe you had busted your red meat fast.
Well, you know, I cheat once in a while when it comes to a sausage sandwich.
That I know. You're more of a pork product cheater.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, so that I looked at that and it makes me smile. That's the kind of stuff we all like to have. We want to have things that make us smile, even though there are things going on that aren't particularly fun or exciting. I guess this would be considered in the league of exciting things that are going on. There's a big hunt going on for the most valuable shipwreck in history.
Ooh,
400 years ago.
Right?
No, it's not. It's a royal merchant ship that sailed in the 17th century. It was known as the El Dorado of the Seas. It sank in bad weather off eastern England in 1641. It was going back to England with a treasure from Mexico. There were 100,000 pounds of gold, plus 400 bars of Mexican silver and 500,000 pieces of eight. A crew of 80. The ship was described as having millions of pounds worth of silver and gold, and also apparently there were jewels lying in its hold as well.
Jewels?
And it sunk.
Jewels?
So it's never been found. The last time there was a look-see for something like this, there was another ship that was off the coast of Cornwall that belonged to the Royal Merchant Marines as well. It had a lot, like $200 million or something. This has got $4 billion worth of gold on it.
Wow.
This shipwreck.
How do we find it?
Where do we sign up for that trip, right?
Right.
Four? Imagine,
that might be
though.
Worth getting on one of those little propeller things to go check that.
I know, right? To go down and have it crinkle up like a sardine can.
Yeah.
Wowie zowie, though. Think about that. Right?
$4 billion
in today's currency sitting at the bottom of the English Sea. I'm surprised nobody's looked for it by now, you know, before now, frankly.
I'm sure somebody had to, right?
The largest team assembled of marine cargo recovery experts. Country is called Multibeam, and they actually are a group of local fishermen who changed their course. Instead of fishing for fish, they're now fishing for gold. A little bit more profitable than those
fish. Can't blame them.
No, as a matter of fact. Many of these fishermen have been out for 35, 40 years.
Wow.
The marine exploration team. So, good Lord. It's going to cost $3.8 million to find it. But wouldn't you invest $3.8 million if you could come up with $4.3 billion? I think so.
I would think that's a good exchange.
I think so.
Sure.
Right. Anyway, they're putting the preparation together. It'll begin the 1st of April. And apparently there's a television series that's being built. That's one of the reasons that there's as much attention, because they have a TV series that's built around the reality of what they're looking for, which I find really kind of interesting. I wouldn't want to give it away. Because there'll be all kinds of people that'll be out there. How do you know who's going to be under the ocean?
Yeah.
Headed there trying to find the same thing you're trying to find. Hello.
These are one of the stories you want to keep to yourself if you think you're hot on the trail.
Right. Exactly. All right. The story of a New York woman who has been confronting squatters at her late parents' home. So the story is about Adele Anders. Had a surprise encounter with these people occupying her house. She called 911, fighting to remove these squatters from her parents' home. She, in fact, was arrested yesterday. Listen to this. You'll love this. Charged with unlawful eviction. This is New York and California, folks.
This is what has happened.
Well,
is that it is squatters' rights and the rest of you damned. happens here all the time.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't even want to tell you this story against better judgment, but I'm going to tell you this story. But I don't want you to make any more fun of my house, okay? So this past weekend.
I won't promise that, but go ahead.
Past weekend, Monday is my trash day. So Sunday, I always put my trash out. And this Sunday, I just put it out early to get it done because it's my least favorite job. So I get it done early on Sunday. I go to breakfast with my mom and my aunt. We go to Descanso Gardens, which is a beautiful place to go if you're ever in L.A. And we went for a little walk.
You always
and
take
then
me
I
to those
back.
Dumpy places. Why don't you bring me to a nice place like that and we go to breakfast?
Oh, they don't do breakfast there. That's a garden where you go walking. So we went to breakfast and we went there and did a little walk, which was great.
Right.
And so I come back and she's getting ready to pull into my driveway and I see something sparkling by my trash can. And I thought, well, that's possible because I do love glitter. So I'm like, I wonder if something fell out of the trash can. And I look and on closer investigation, I realize it's a human who's actually sleeping on the sidewalk wrapped in one of those silver shock blankets, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And totally taking a nap on the street. So I think, and it's a woman. I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go over there? But you just don't know what you're walking into, you know? And I'm a single person walking in. I don't want to necessarily have to get into like a big fight. So I go inside and I'm kind of thinking about what to do. And I hear all of a sudden a siren pull up. And I thought, perfect. I don't even have to think about it. Because I knew I couldn't call the police because they wouldn't come because they don't enforce camping laws. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So I look out the window. I see it's a paramedic that has pulled up. And gives them the old woo woo. And so the lady kind of, you know, jars herself awake and she looks over at the guy and the paramedic jumps out and says, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I live just a few houses down. He got back in his truck and took off. Left her there. So what does she do? She sits there for a minute and then she goes right back to sleep again. And so she goes back to sleep on the sidewalk. And then about an hour later, I hear screaming. I look outside. She's taking cones from the street because they were doing street paving. She's taking the cones and she's throwing them at cars passing by, screaming at them. And people are yelling back at her.
Mental health,
insane,
like
though, that you actually people pull up and say, are you okay? And instead of getting them health or off the street, they just go right back for their nap. Oy.
Yeah. Yep. That's where we are.
Finally,
California, New York. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm interested in how misleading this story is. As much as Donald Trump is in the mind of people, whether they like him or they don't like him, when Jennifer's here, I tend to talk more about Donald Trump than I talk about him when she's not here. I was thinking back about when he won in 2016. And
back in the golden days.
Yeah, right, in the good old days. So there's been another study about the whys, okay? So why is it that Donald Trump, we have to explain to ourselves, how did we put this miscreant in office? That's what those who don't want to see him there, they keep going back over. Well, what's wrong with America? How could you elect a guy like this? And so the latest is that Trump won because of white Americans' racial resentment.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's why he's leading with black voters. He's leading with Latino voters right now. That's exactly right, because of racism.
Right.
See, I laugh at studies like that because it totally shows that people don't understand the movement that Donald Trump created, which is that people don't feel like they're being heard by the government and that the government knows better than us. And these were a group, these people that voted for him in 2016 connected with the billionaire because they thought he heard them more than with someone who makes much less money, but who's been representing us forever. And it's just anybody who comes up with these ideas and says it's racism and other things, I smile and I say, you know, God bless
you,
because
I think you could make an argument that there is racism involved in all campaigns, although I don't know that I see it in the Kennedy campaign. I see more of a, you know,
he's been called an anti-Semite.
He has been, yes. And so his family is trying to work up their support, more of it for Biden. But a couple of members of the family are backing away because they realize that Biden isn't Nirvana. But they don't want their cousin, RFK Jr., to be president because he doesn't stand for what they say are their family values. Okay, so good. Let them do what they
Kennedy
do.
Kennedy stands for more traditional Kennedy family values than Biden does.
Yeah. Well, Biden doesn't, in my mind, stand for much of anything except confusion and chaos. The problem with Trump is he stands for confusion and chaos as well because of his manner, not because of his policies. Anyway, so if you look at the younger voters, and I know polls are not the same as election at all, but they're interesting conversation pieces sometimes because I feel like once in a while, and as I said, Jennifer becomes the catalyst for us talking about the election. When Jay's here, I don't do much talking about the election stuff. I feel like I have to mention Trump's name once in a while and Biden just to bring people up to date. But I am really turned off by some of the things going on in both scenarios, the Biden scenario and the Trump scenario. I don't find myself being turned off by things that Kennedy is saying or doing. Fast forward to Letitia James, who is now being asked, what are you going to do if Trump can't raise the $464 million bond by next Monday? Because she has all of her lawyers working on already preparing documents to seize whatever they can seize that belongs to Trump or he has a financial interest in. I still can't believe this thing has gotten as far as it has. I mean, Trump is not a wonderful human being by any stretch of the imagination. He screwed a lot of subcontractors. Those of you in the contracting business know what it's like. We all need, I say we because I'm now a developer as well, we need the subs. If you don't pay them, you're going to have a problem. But that's not a reason for you to go down this rabbit hole that she's gone on. And watching her, you know what her real motivation is.
Well, she's told you. That's what she ran on.
Bugs the hell out of me, right. All right, it's 48 after the hour now here in this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin. I saw something this morning that really bothered me. There's a survey out suggesting that 1 out of 8 people in the world are obese. Certainly, we can renew our call to help prevent and manage this by attending to the information that is absolutely free that you get when you go to toploss.com.
Just taking the first step is always the hardest part for everybody across the board, men, women, it doesn't matter your age. Like just the first step of saying, you know what, I'm going to make that change for myself. I'm going to decide that today is the day that I'm going to do better.
Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Thanks, Elizabeth Miller, for being here.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Attention, please. God, love that theme and what it means, what it stands for. We have all enjoyed all of these episodes of Star Wars, and you see in your mind the trail as the movies open and the script is there unfolding before you, you know, the history of what's going on. At least, you know, from the movie's point of view. And the John Williams music, my God, it gives me goosebumps, Chucker. All right, so why are we playing that?
Now think of this. I just read this before I went on. May 4th, which is a coin.
May the 4th be with you.
Right,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So certain theaters around the country are going to do show all 9 Star Wars movies back to back. On May 4th,
wow.
Starting with the Phantom Menace. I got to be honest. I don't know if I could do that at this point in my life, sitting in a movie theater and watching
there for 9 movies.
You know, when I was a kid, I was thinking. When I was a kid, probably 3 years after the last Planet of the Apes film, they would do a marathon of all 5 Ape films, which was very popular. People would go. I mean, they'd sell out. 9's a lot. I don't know. Here's the thing. This is interesting because we've been doing this a long time. And 1977, for a lot of people now, is a long time ago. I just don't know if it has the same effect. And I also would say that Disney, to some extent, has tarnished the Star Wars franchise by doing these television shows on Disney Plus. Even though some of them are really good, I just think Star Wars should be left for a theatrical experience. And the TV and theatrical stuff combined, I think, has hurt the product.
Yep, you may be right about that. Danny DeVito says, I asked you this, remember, after the Oscars the other night when the two of them were together, what's cooking with the two of them? And they didn't mention twins when they talked about what they'd done together, but now it appears, for whatever the reason, they're going to do another one.
They talked about this forever. There was a concept they called triplets, which would have Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Eddie Murphy. It never materialized. I mean, you hear this stuff all the time. I tell you one thing that is happening. that has happened. It's in the can. Warner Brothers yesterday online released the first teaser trailer to Beetlejuice 2, which is titled Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Tim Burton back as director, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara back. I got to tell you, it's a very effective, well done, I think terrific teaser trailer that certainly wanted to make me see that film. And it felt like the original. It was all practical. The credits, the lettering was like the first film from 1988. It comes out in September, which is an unusual release date for a movie that's going to do big box office. I guess they want to get the Halloween crowd. But Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice hits theaters in September. Trailer looks really good. Really, really good.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Wherefore art thou?
Don't say it three times. Don't say it three times.
Okay, I won't do that. No, John.
I was saying to you off air.
Yes, you went to the movies.
I went to the Off of the King yesterday. I was like, let me go to, I want to see something. Me and my wife went in the afternoon. Not a lot of people in the theater. But I got to tell you, I like the film immensely. Mark Wahlberg's a star. I felt it was somewhat unique. It's about a guy who is a adventure, like a decathlon team guy, and he goes on this journey in another country, and halfway through the film, a dog comes into the picture. And as I said to you off air, I found it to be a very emotional experience, and I wish he made movies like this more. Character-driven, about an ordinary good guy. It had emotion. And the message of the theme of the film, Doug, was never give up. And I think that's a good message.
Wahlberg is very popular. He's very smart about what he picks to do.
Yes. And I liked it. I liked it. I recommend it. Good movie.
All right. What's coming out this weekend that you are
excited
about?
You got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which I'm going to see this afternoon. Disney has an animated movie called Luca. And there's a horror film called Immaculate, which stars Sydney Sweeney. Which is getting some good reviews.
A horror movie with Sydney Sweeney?
Yes, a horror movie. I think she plays the nun.
Really?
And I hear it's pretty scary. I hear it's pretty scary. It may not be for you, but I know you like her, so maybe
I do
maybe
like her, but
take a shot. No. Why not?
Susan Sarandon says Hollywood hasn't done the cleanup following Harvey Weinstein. She's 77 years old. And she and Myra Sorvino and Gina Davis had a panel on the what's happened since Weinstein, and apparently nothing amounts to much. So that I thought that was an interesting. Yep. All right, Chucker. Talk to you Monday, 59 after here now on the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.